And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I am so excited to have Mallory Matsuda. She is a council member with Helper City. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I cannot believe your calendar for November.
It is packed.
It is way packed. Lots and lots of great stuff. So we've got lots to cover because there's always something happening in Helper. Get
That's
it?
Right.
Helper happenings. That's why you're here. So let's go ahead and talk about it. First Friday.
Yes, First Friday is coming around again. Seems like it comes up so quick. These months are just flying by.
I know.
So November's theme is Day of the Dead. So they're going to be having tamales, tamale vendors, photo booths. There will be a community altar. At Three Little Llamas, they're going to be doing a mask coloring activity. And then, this is really exciting, the same night, Helper's Christmas Town is holding a fundraiser at the Rio, and Burlesque is coming back.
I'm excited for that.
I'm so excited. It's I'll something be serving different. Drinks at the concession stand.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me something else. No, that's going to be wonderful. That's a great thing. It's something different that people can come out and enjoy. And that's going to be held where again?
That's going to be at the Rio Theater on Friday, November 2nd. You can buy tickets. They're $20. You can buy them at Balance Rock and Marshes. We do encourage people to buy them early because the last time we had it, it sold out. And it's been 4 years since Voodoo Productions was back. And this is their very special Dia de los Muertos themed burlesque.
So it's a little bit different than what normally you would see.
Yes. So it's perfect because First Friday, it goes right along with the First Friday theme. So we're really excited. Doors will open at 8 p.m. and then the show will start at 9.
Okay, really quick, I think people need to understand where the money's going to go to because it is for a good cause.
Right. So the money, all of the proceeds are going towards the fireworks for the Electric Light Parade.
And we all know how much you guys like those fireworks
Yes.
for Christmas over in Helper. So this is a good way to contribute. And if you can't make it, that's okay. You can make a donation towards the fireworks at City Hall. They'll take it.
So. And it's 18 years or older. You have to be at least 18 to come to the show, and we will have a cash bar.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right. Now we are going to talk about the Catholic Carnival. That's here already.
Seems like this is one of every people's favorite events in Carbon County. Every year people look forward to Catholic Carnival. So it's going to be from the 8th through the 10th. So the turkey dinner will be on Thursday the 8th from 4 to 7. And then the carnival will be the 9th and the 10th. And on the 10th, on Saturday, they'll also be having the Mexican dinner. So
the usual things that they do and you go out there. Everyone knows it's a good time out there. Your main street is just cram-packed full. Like, there's no parking hardly at all. People love to go to this. So anyway, and it helps out the church and whatnot. So be sure to write that down on your calendar. Now, this next one is something important. It's they really want to get input from the community. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So this is the Helper Train Depot Pedestrian Corridor Project. So the Helper Project is conducting a study on the area behind near the train depot. So it goes from the depot up to Main Street Park is the area that they're looking at. And they've been gathering input from the community. They had a survey with over 100 different survey respondents. And they'll be going over the results of that first survey and collecting more feedback. So it's the preliminary findings review. And they will also have, you can take the survey online, this second follow-up survey online. And if you go to the Helper Project's Facebook page, you'll be able to find it there.
And that's the great thing I like about this committee is they want the input from the public. They want to know what do you want us to do? What are you going to utilize if we do come up with a great idea?
Mm-hmm.
So good stuff there.
Yeah. So that will be November 15th. At the Helper City Auditorium Council Chambers from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
All right, folks, jot that down and be sure to remember that and get on their online to do that survey. We'll have all the information on our website as well. All right, Christmas Craft Fair. This is
Christmas
another big
craft
one.
Fair. Ooh, it's such a great opportunity to come and buy some handmade gifts for
I think this is the kickoff for people to do Christmas shopping.
Yes, absolutely. So that'll be the 16th and 17th. It'll start at 4 o'clock on the 16th and go till 8 p.m. And then on the 17th from 10 to 5 at the Helper City Auditorium.
And if you have not been to the Christmas Craft Fair, you need to go. We've got some talented, crafty, creative people in our area. Lots of creative people. There's going to be, I'm sure, baked goods.
Yes.
Handcraft stuff, quilts, all sorts of stuff. So go check it out. That'll be fun. Do you know if there's an admission cost to that or not?
I'm pretty sure it's free, yeah.
Oh, so you can just go ahead and go in.
You can go and browse and
Check it all out.
And yep, they'll have food there. So.
All right, and here we go. We're kicking off. What is Helper? The best little Christmas town?
It's Utah's Christmas town.
That's
officially.
It.
Officially.
Yeah, that's what. And guess what we're doing? We're doing lights. Can you believe that? It's time for lights.
Yeah, so every year the lights on ceremony is a big day in Helper, and the lights come on for the season. So that'll be the 23rd. Of November at 6 p.m. and you can come and participate in that. Everyone will be meeting outside of the Rio, and it sounds like Santa's going to be at the Civic Auditorium afterwards.
Just kind of let kids know I'm watching you from here until Christmas.
Yeah.
So, all right. And our last and final one is always, this one always gets me a little choked up because it's just, you know, you start missing people during the holidays and whatnot. So tell us a little bit about this next one. And it goes in conjunction with your Christmas festivities that you hold every year.
Yeah, so this is the Luminary Memorial Ceremony, which is held at the Helper City Cemetery, and that'll be on the 28th at 6:30 p.m., and if people want to purchase the luminaries, they can contact Utah's Christmas Town through their website or through their Facebook page, Utah's Christmas Town.
And you don't have to have a family member or a loved one that's there at the cemetery. It can be anybody that you're a loved one or family member or friend, and you can buy a luminary in remembrance of them. So,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. That is a lot of stuff going on. Again, Trunk or Treat taking place this Saturday, the 27th, from noon until 3 p.m. Parents, this is a great opportunity for kids to really make some use of their Halloween costumes. Not this wear it one time. They can wear it a lot. So be sure to hit that up. It's going to be lots of fun right there on Main Street, just in front of the city offices. You can't miss it. And then, of course, November 2nd is going to be First Friday, and we know they have lots of activities. And I love that it's family friendly, so there's going to be something for everyone there. Now, part of the same night is the burlesque fundraising event that's going to be taking place, and it's at the Rio as
and
well.
This company, they're a really talented group. It's Voodoo Productions. They're out of LA, Las Vegas, and Salt Lake City. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. And so this is a show that they usually don't do normally.
Right. They are doing it specially for us.
All right. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. And make sure you get your tickets for that because she said the last time they were here, they sold out. People were really eager to see them. And so now that you know what show they're going to be putting on, I'm sure they're going to go quick. So don't wait the last minute. Get your tickets.
At Marsha's or Balance Rock.
There you go. Those are the two places to get it. And then Catholic Carnival, mark your calendars for that. That is on November 8th through the 10th. We also have that important public input meeting that's going to take place. Tell me that date one more time.
November 15th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Helper City Council Chambers.
And that's definitely something you want to at least go, at least do the survey. If anything else, do the survey because they really do want input from the public. And the Christmas Craft Fair is going to take place on November 16th through the 17th. Don't forget the lights on ceremony, November 23rd. Is that around the time Thanksgiving?
I don't even know when Thanksgiving is. I'd have to look.
I'm thinking it's, for some reason, it sounds familiar.
Probably.
But you want to go and sit in, sit on that. They're going to see the entire Main Street light up. It's quite beautiful, I think. And then, you know, it's officially kicked off in Helper. Christmas is definitely going. And then the luminary ceremony is going to take place on
the 28th at 6:30 p.m.
All right. And you just go up to the cemetery for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that there in Helper. Well, Mallory, that is a lot of good stuff going on. I'm excited that you came in and you're going to be busy, busy. Well, Helper's going to be busy, busy.
We're always busy up in Helper.
Yep. I like that.
We love it.
Oh, good deal.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. I love it when you come in. All right, folks. That's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.